100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast. One a day until the day I die.com. Not dead yet. It's Sunday, weekly challenge time. I post the topic and you come up with the stories. The topic for this week is hot potato, and we got quite a few stories in for the topic. I'll go ahead and let you listen to them all, and I'll be back after you hear all the stories. Okay? See you in a little bit.
Hello, my people. Tom here. My story this evening is Shaken, Not Stirred, Natasha. He wanted to have a cool code name, like Raging Bear or Screaming Eagle. What he got was Hot Potato. He thought it might be some kind of joke, but the GRU isn't what you'd call a laugh riot. This, of course, didn't stop his fellow Ruski spooks from including it in every dispatch back to Moscow. They thought it was terribly funny. Moscow didn't get the joke, so they promoted him to section chief. With all the traffic intercepts scooped up, a myth grew around Hot Potato inside the NSA. Moscow scoops of the NSA made Hot Potato a legend. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hi, this is Jaded Dave. You may know me from the hit podcast, The Jen and Dave Show. You can also find me on other internet social sites as Jaded Dave. This is my submission for Hot Potato. In a world gone wild, the stage was set for the decimation of the world record. The stadium was loud and raucous. Bets were being made in Vegas in the back rooms of laundromats. No one believed it could be done. No one but one little man from the dirty streets of Woodburn, Oregon. He alone believed he could chuck a hot potato 100 yards into the gaping mouth of a 12-year-old child from Bangladesh. With a wave of his potato, he silenced the crowd and eyed the distant, trembling, sun-baked target and let his starchy legacy fly.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
You loved your food, didn't you? Always taking the last helping. Grabbing the largest slice of cake. Helping yourself to other people's snacks. My snacks. I never got to lick the bowl. Choose my favorite. Or enjoy the last slice of pie. It was you who got the best pickings. While I did without. They say, those who live by the sword, die by the sword. So, we'll start with this steaming hot potato, mashed into your fat face, followed by a nice naga chili rub. And then, the pizza, scalding hot sauce, that'll flay your flesh from the bone.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. This is a problem. Everyone nodded and looked at the entrance of the tunnel. This is a huge problem. Everyone nodded some more and looked at the entrance of the tunnel. Silence. What if we close it down? all eyes landed on the unfortunate soul who uttered such nonsense. It will be the end of the town. Everyone looked back at the entrance of the tunnel. There is a light over there, whispered the unfortunate soul. We know it's the hole caused by the landslide. There's a light. Stop it! The light at the end of the tunnel was not the hole. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com and of the Galactic Battle Base, Space Dust, available at Amazon.com. And this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge, number 722, with a prompt of hot potato. Here's my story. Bilbert's mother watched the Ferrari following them in the rearview mirror. Who is this Marissa girl? She sits in front of me in math class. She's really pretty, really rich, and super popular. I think her dad is in the mob, Bilbert said. Earlier in the week, she acted like she wanted to go to the dance with me. Then she dropped me like a hot potato when her old boyfriend, Tony, showed up. His mother frowned thoughtfully. I didn't think we had the mob here in Winklerville. What's Marissa's last name? It's something Italian, like bologna or rigatoni. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my story on the topic hot potato. It's called Turn of Phrase. You think you're a real hot potato, don't you? I looked at my boss quizzically. I'm sorry, I don't quite follow. And that's your problem. You don't follow instructions. You may have noticed my boss has... Well, let's say he has an interesting turn of phrase. So management instructions could sometimes come across as confusing. Look at you now, thinking on your feet, instead of up here, he snarled, tapping his temple. Now, how about you make me my coffee? Go, push the envelope. How he ever got a job as Dean of the Language Faculty, I'll never know. Oh well, that's me done. Speak to you next week. Goodbye.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
It's pretty simple to cook a potato these days. Poke a few holes in it with a fork, put it on a plate, and run it through the microwave for a few minutes. I know some folks who slice potatoes in half, sprinkle on some salt and pepper, and put them in their toaster ovens. Me, I prefer boiled potatoes, especially when they're boiled with crawdads and corn. The season permeates the potato and gives it a lot of flavor. I know one guy who wraps them in foil and runs them through the dishwasher. That dude's really weird, though.
Thank you for being a part of the weekly challenge, folks. You've made it. You've made it to the end of the show. There was a whole bunch of stories about the topic of hot potato. And next week's topic, or you can go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, click weekly challenge, and you will see the topic for next week there in the upper right corner. It's a pick two, and there are a lot of words, and you know how it goes. Anyway, thank you for being a part of this, and as always, keep it brief.
Ugh.